Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sean Callahan is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Sean's a new friend of ours. He's senior manager and content marketing at LinkedIn. But before that, he had his own business. Before that, he had his partner owned another company, and I'm trying to find Bizzo was the name of the company, which they sold to LinkedIn. Now he works with LinkedIn, so he's done really well, and he's here to talk to us about big data. We've talked about it a little bit on the show before, but this guy is a pro. In fact, he and his partner, Russell Glass, wrote a new book called The Big Data Driven Business, and he's our new friend, Sean Callahan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jim.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on the book, and congratulations on your relationship with LinkedIn.
It's great to be at LinkedIn. It's a fantastic company. And I was just a cog in the machine. Russ was the CEO and the founder.
So, tell the audience what big data is. What does that mean?
Well, there are a lot of definitions of big data, and that's part of the confusion surrounding the term. I think a real narrow definition is using really powerful software like Hadoop to analyze unstructured data, like, for instance, the data that's on social media sites,
right?
Like, say, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. But we use a much broader definition, and a definition that makes the use of big data available to businesses of any kind, of any size, in any industry. Our definition of big data looks at big data as the huge amount of data that's being created, you know, every second on the internet, and on your mobile phone, and on your tablet, on your laptop. And marketers can have access to this data by analyzing who's coming to their website, how people are responding to their email, those sorts of things. Every second of the day, again, huge amounts of data are being thrown off that marketers can really take huge advantage of. And sadly, though, too many marketers aren't taking advantage of it.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, first you have to have customer interaction, right? I mean, first you have to be doing something to get customers to actually interact with you in some way, right?
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, one of those things is using content to drive people to your website. Another is emailing them, mm-hmm. you know, getting them to share their email address, and you email them, and you can really get amazing data from using marketing automation tools to analyze how your customer prospects are responding to email.
Well, and the thing is that you know, if we do an ad campaign, and we know that we got a certain number of sales from the ads, that's the old information that always said, okay, we spent so much on an ad and we got this much in sales, and so it was a good one or it was not a good one. But there's a whole lot of decisions to buy from you or not to buy from you, or to almost buy from you, or to visit you and not come back, or whatever, or to come back three times before they buy. All that information is what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. What we talk about in the book, in one of the chapters, is the changes in the buyer's journey. You know, most of and what that refers to is, you know, with the internet, prospects are able to search anonymously now and do research on your products and services by, you know, A, hopefully visiting your website, by B, consulting social media and their peers there, by going to review sites, by going to your competitor sites.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some estimates, Forrester did one estimate that said as much as 90% of the buyer's journey takes place before the the buyer even reaches out to your company or to your sales team. And the marketing team is the group that has access to that journey. They can figure out how customers are behaving, say, on your website.
Mm-hmm.
And I think an analogy I think that most people would understand is the car buying process is just like this. When you're buying a car, you have access to data as a buyer by going to, you know, review sites, consulting people on the internet, doing research like that, and you can walk into the dealer with an incredible amount of information.
Well, exactly. But now that is what the customer has access to. There's, and I wrote a book about that. But if I don't know those people yet, and that's one of the big things about the age of the customer, Sean, is that people are ruling you in or out before you even know they exist.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
How can we use big data to deal with that?
Well, you can use it by trying to figure out. You're always trying to drive people to your website so you can have a conversation with them in some fashion. And you can figure out whether you're driving the right people to your website by putting a simple pixel on your website, and that pixel can figure out, especially if you're in B2B, you know, what industry these people are from, what part of the country they're coming from, what their job title is. And you can figure out, am I driving the right people to my website to have a conversation to get them to buy my product or service.
What you're saying is these are people who have at least come to visit you online without telling you that they were there.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And you can glean some information from their visit, their anonymous visit, and even though you don't know who they are, you know that they are a data point, right?
Right, absolutely. You can see whether you're driving the right people to your website, you can adjust your advertising or the
and who do we talk to about that pixel?
Well, Bizzo, the company that I work for, has a pixel that does that.
All right, so we need to go to Bizzo.com and help. Do they have competitors? Is there somebody else out there who does this?
Well,
if they would like to get Bizzo.
Well, now at LinkedIn, this is one of the things that we offer.
Bizzo's part of LinkedIn, but I guess what I'm asking is there an industry of people helping you with these things?
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Bizzo is one of them, and of course I'm going to recommend you go there first, folks. You can do that through LinkedIn, but you might, you know, in case you want to shop around. Main thing, folks, is to understand that you have the ability to be more informed about how effective your marketing strategy is and how to convert that marketing activity into sales, and big data is one of them. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.